This morning, I want to introduce to you the sixth thing that C.S. Lewis decided to quit in order to help him to grow in Christ. Now, this sixth thing is something that many of us do, maybe even without realizing it. The sixth thing that Lewis quit was pleasing people. He quit pleasing people. Brethren, trying to please people will undermine your focus and sap your strength. Think about it like this. When you are constantly trying to please the people around you, you are, in effect, putting someone between you and God. In other words, the people you are constantly trying to please can become the number one priority in your life rather than God. Now, speaking as a pastor, I try to get along with everyone. However, if a pastor tries to please everyone, he winds up pleasing no one. In fact, whether you're a pastor or not, the noble idea of pleasing everyone is an unachievable goal. Simply put, both pastors and all Christians should quit trying to please people. Because, brethren, you don't live for people, you live for God. If your goal is to please everyone, you certainly will fail. And here is a fact. Some people are simply not going to like you, no matter what you say or what you do. Now, that doesn't mean you don't love the person, and that doesn't mean that person does not love you. Brethren, Jesus certainly did not try to please everyone when he was in his ministry. Jesus certainly did not try to please the Pharisees and the religious establishment of the day. Now, Jesus did not go out of his way to alienate people, but as Jesus spoke the truth, it was inevitable that he could not please everyone. Now, the Apostle Paul learned this lesson quite well. Paul asked in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." Brethren, if our goal is only to please people, we are not going to be an effective witness for Jesus Christ. Let us, brethren, strive to please God rather than people. Amen.